Gilbert, you better get up. They're here.
I'm up.
You okay?
Yeah.
Be sure.
Sure, I'm sure. Mom, you remember the first time you left home?
Yes. And I was just as scared as you are.
Well, I'm not scared, really. I just don't like the idea of leaving you here all alone.
Oh, I'll be fine. I was fine when you went away to computer camp.
Mom, it was just for 2 weeks.
I can take care of myself. I'm much more worried about you.
I'm going to be just fine. Anyways, I'm not going to be alone. I got Lewis.
Gilbert! Come on, rise and shine. Dad's waiting outside in the car. It's all packed. Hi, Flo.
Hi.
It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great year. Now, I figure with lunch and two ARVs, we should be on the road approximately 7 hours, 18 minutes, and 7 seconds.
ARVs?
Average restroom visits.
Oh, I'm so proud of you two boys.
Come on, Gilbert, let's go to college.
Mom packed us a lunch and we're off to school. They call us nerds cause we're so uncool. They laugh at our clothes, they laugh at our hair. The girls walk by with their nose in the air. So go ahead, put us down. One of these days we'll turn it around.
What time you got? I'm trying to work out our exact ETA.
I got 2:37. Dad, how fast are we going?
I've got the old cruise control set at 35.
We wear horn-rimmed glasses with a heavy-duty lens, button-down shirts and a pocket full of pens. We're straight-A students, teachers' pets. They call us nerds, but we've no regrets. So go ahead, put us down. One of these days we'll turn it around.
Adams College, home of the Adams. Gilbert, this is going to be really neat.
I sure hope so. What if it isn't, huh?
Don't be so negative. We're going to have the time of our lives.
I'm not being negative. I'm just being nervous, okay?
Well, don't be, okay? Because everything's going to be great.
Just like high school, right?
This is college. Remember, there's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So?
So that's 7,107.32 boobs.
You college guys are all alike. All you really care about is getting laid. I wish I was going with you.
Dad!
Revenge of the Nerds! Revenge of the Nerds!
Wow. This campus is awesome.
A lot bigger than I expected. Maybe we should have just gone to City Tech, huh?
Come on, Tech's nothing. You know Adams has got the best computer department in the country.
Yeah, you're right. Adams is the best.
So if they call you a dork, a spaz or a geek, stand up and be proud. Don't be meek. Hey, beautiful people, haven't you heard? The joke's on you, it's Revenge of the Nerds. So go ahead, put us down.
Men, here we are.
What an opportunity for you guys. You're both going to do great. I'm proud of you. Your father would have been proud of you too, Gilbert.
Oh, I know, Mr. Skolnick. Don't tell my mother I was nervous, okay? I wouldn't want her to worry.
Of course not. Don't sweat it.
Thanks.
Come on. Let's go. Come on.
I envy you, Lewis. This is one of the finest institutions in the country. You're gonna do fantastic here. Try not to break too many hearts, huh, Lewis?
That hasn't been a real problem yet, Dad.
Oh, come on. You're gonna make some lucky girl very happy. You're smart, easygoing. Get your father's good looks.
And you got a great sense of humor. I really believe in you, son.
Thanks, Dad. I won't let you down.
I know.
Gilbert, help me with the trunk.
Gilbert?
Yes, sir?
College isn't like high school. You'll be on your own. I want you to take care of yourself.
I will. Anyway, I won't be alone. I got Lewis.
Besides, we're college men now, right?
Right.
Al. Oh. Easier getting it down.
Holy guys, this is a historic moment. All right.
Say cheese.
Cheese!
Got it.
Bye, Dad.
Bye. Thanks for the ride.
You okay?
Yeah. Bye, Mr. Skolnick!
Drive careful, Dad. Sorry.
Excuse us.
You know, Gilbert, I feel different already. Like, more mature.
Yeah, looks like we're in for quite a change.
I'll say. Parties, meeting new people. This is really going to be great.
I don't know.
Just relax, be yourself. Like Davy Crockett always said, you sure you're right? Then go ahead.
Anyway, college is a whole new ballgame.
Ogre! Ogre!
People judge you differently than they did in high school.
Nerd! Ogre! 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 Ogre!
Where are they?
I think they're talking about us.
No way.
Ogre! Nerd! Nerd! Nerd!
Come on, Lewis, let's go.
Nerd! 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 Nerd!
Gilbert, here's our new home.
Can't believe we finally made it.
Lewis, if you don't want the bed by the window, I'll take it.
You got it.
Thanks.
Sure.
Well, this is really a great room.
Yep, definite possibilities.
Do you think maybe they'd let us put in a little refrigerator for snacks and things?
Are you kidding, Gilbert? We can put a fridge and a microwave right there. Huh. That'd be a good place for an entertainment center, too.
Great.
And that's just the beginning. We're going to have the best dorm room on campus.
I don't know about the best, Lewis. It'll certainly be the messiest.
Relax, Gilbert. Remember, we got it covered. This robot will be better than the bank.
The women, too.
Women?
Yeah. Let's say one of us is up here with a woman. This will be our early warning device so we don't walk in on each other.
Wait a minute. We're allowed to have girls in our dorm room?
Not girls, Gil. Women. We're college men now.
Isn't college great?
It's gonna be a great year.
Come on, Betty, show me what you got.
Gable, check this out. Check this out.
What is
it? Outrageous, man.
What is it?
Just try it.
Jeez, Bert, what is this?
188 proof. It's called a fireball, man. Watch.
Oh, my
exact.
Man.
Flame on, buddy. Flame on.
Oh, now what is that?
Yeah! Yeah!
Do it again, do it again.
Fireball, fireball.
Must have been the electrical wiring.
That isn't what the fire department thinks, Stan.
Dean Ulick, if my boys say it was the wiring, I gotta believe them.
You know, Dean, school ought to be more careful.
Dean, we got a big game coming up, and I don't want my boys' minds worried about where they're gonna live.
Well, they should have thought of that before they burned their house down.
Well, what's done is done. Now, where am I gonna put my athletes?
How about the freshman dorm?
What about the students who are living there now?
All right. Thanks to faulty wiring, we have no place to live, right?
Right!
And these freshmen are sitting pretty in there. So as of now, that dorm is ours, right?
Yeah!
Any room you want. Ready? Bang!
Don't come back! There's your roommate, pal.
If everyone follows directions, we can manage this move with as little inconvenience as possible.
All right, man, I want everybody to listen up. We're moving out, and I mean now. Move it! Move it! Move, move, move!
Get out of here!
Shut up! And don't come back!
All right, man, listen up. I'm going to see to it that each and every one of you is taken care of. You will be provided with the best possible food, shelter, and accommodation.
We will try to provide you...
Now let's move it out! Move it! Move, move, move! Move it!
Out of here!
Get out of here!
Move it!
Well, I know this move has probably been very sudden for all of you, and you're probably all still very disoriented. I do want to assure you that this move is in no way permanent. It's only temporary. As you can see, we've provided accommodations for you that are quite acceptable, and I think it'll be a very nice place for you to enjoy your studies.
But I don't even want to go to college.
Harold, you have a special gift. You need college to develop it.
I want to be with people my own age.
You will be with people your own age when you're older.
But you can't just drop me off in a gymnasium. It's like we're refugees from war.
We've got to go now, honey. Your dad has an appointment.
Bye, son.
It is really very comfortable here. Is there anyone here with allergies? You too. For those of you who do have allergies, you can request a foam rubber pillow. Also, there's a television for your viewing pleasure. It is a black and white television. More good news. Because of the housing situation, we are allowing the freshman class to join and live in fraternities. All right. Yeah. The fraternities will select their new members tomorrow.
All right, enough of the social bullshit. Grab a cot. Move it or lose it! Go, son. Move! Move, 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 move!
And the Delta Kappa Gamma fraternity has selected as its new members Oliver Scott and Bill Daniels.
For those of you who aren't selected by any fraternities, you won't be left out in the cold. You can stay here in the gym for as long as you like, or at least until basketball season. Please answer when I call out your names. Poindexter, Arnold. Latrell, Lamar.
Lamar Latrell.
Wormser, Harold.
Present.
Takashi. Toshiro.
Here, sir.
Dawson. Dudley.
Call me Booger.
All right. Booger. Rahim. Taj.
Excuse, please, but why do they call you Booger?
I don't know.
Posquito. Lawrence. Daniels. Paul.
I knew nobody'd pick us, Lewis.
Gilbert is probably not over yet. There's a fraternity for us.
Dooley, Edward, Wazanski, Joseph.
Wait a second, Lewis. Are you sure about this?
Gilbert, yes. Come on.
Hi, girls.
Are you guys looking to join a sorority?
A sorority? No. Hi. We really need some help. We figured pretty girls like you might be able to suggest a fraternity.
Well, you know, boys, choosing the right fraternal organization can be one of the most important decisions in a man's life.
For sure.
Guys like you have to weigh your choices very carefully.
Definitely.
Well, tell us, what frat do you think is us?
You guys are alpha betas all the way.
Totally, for sure.
Wait, aren't alpha betas like all jocks and face men?
Yes, but you guys have got that certain something I know they'd be interested in. I'm going to call them and tell them you're coming.
Should we ask for a particular alpha beta?
Stan Gable.
And you're?
Betty Childs.
Thank you, Betty. And Miss Childs, maybe if you're not busy sometime, we could have a cup of coffee or something. Oh. Come on, pal.
I can't believe you asked her out.
You know, Gilbert, if we get in, maybe we can have our old room back.
These guys are never going to accept this.
Why wouldn't they?
These are the alpha betas. They're the football players.
Gilbert, I really don't think Miss Childs would have sent us over here if she didn't think we had a more than decent chance of getting in.
Yes?
Hi. Tell Stan Gable that we're the guys that Betty Childs sent over.
Follow me, boys.
Gilbert.
Seem pretty cool. Take these for later. Rubbers?
What do we need rubbers for?
Let the initiation begin.
Have you ever made love to a woman?
Yes.
No.
Yes. No. Yes. No. Liars!
All right, girls, let's go for the burn. Let's get skinny. And one, and two, and three, and four, and three, two, and three.
Okay, Takashi, what do you got?
Well, I think I have a frush.
What the fuck is a frush?
A frush?
Oh, well, see, I got 2 sevens, and 2 sevens beats a frush.
Oh, thank you.
Getting into a fraternity can be the most important thing in a man's life, huh? You know, that cheerleader set us up, Lewis. I really don't think Betty Childs is that kind of person, Gilbert.
Hey, Lewis.
What is it, Gilbert?
I'm really sorry that I snapped at you. This gym's really getting to me.
It's okay. I understand. Tomorrow morning we'll find a better place to live, okay? Good night, Gilbert.
Night, Lewis.
Good night, Lamar.
Good night, Werther.
Good night, Takashi.
Good night, Play Dexter.
Night, Booker.
Hey, take it easy. Computer's your friend.
I wasn't meant to interface with the machine.
Well, you're just beginning. Relax.
It's no use. It's inhuman.
Oh, it's not human. Only humans can be inhuman. Here, let me show you.
Working with a computer's great. I mean, it's godlike in a way. Because you can have complete control.
That's good.
Thanks. You know, some people, they can create with their hands, but when you're working with a computer, you gotta build something with your mind. If you're good, you can do something no one's ever seen before. It's a definite high. What's your name?
Judy.
Hey, Judy. Gilbert.
Very nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
Hi, Gilbert. What are you doing here?
Hiya, boys.
Hello, Lewis.
Hi, Gilbert. Did you find a house?
No. I met a girl.
Gilbert.
Her name's Judy.
Judy's a nice name, Gilbert.
Yeah, she's a nice girl.
Big deal. Did you get in her pants?
She's not that kind of a girl, Booger.
Why? Does she have a penis?
You gonna eat this?
Smell this one, nerd.
Oh, hey, Coach. I got to find a place to live. It's okay I leave early?
No.
Okay.
You know karate?
No.
Good.
Okay, I programmed him with all the rental units in the area. To achieve optimum efficiency, I've assigned each of you a different part of the list. This will prevent doubling up and we'll be able to blanket the area in no time. Booger? Wormser? Toshiro?
ダメだ。あんたたちに部屋は貸さないよ。ねえ。
Hi.
Hi.
Mr. Wilson?
Yeah.
Just checking.
Hi there, big boy.
Hi. I came about the room for rent.
It's right next to mine. It'll be perfect for us.
Who's there?
Is
what do you want?
Is this a Stewart residence?
Why are you here?
I've come about the
what
room.
What do you want?
I've come about the room.
Go ahead, go away.
Do you have a room to rent?
Not for rent.
I thought it was for rent.
Fuck off.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Gilbert.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
Where are you going?
I gotta go find a place to live.
It's horrible, you guys having to live in the gym.
Oh, yeah, well. What is that? Is that yours?
Oh, it's my accordion.
You play the accordion?
Yeah.
I love the accordion.
Really?
Yeah. Are you very good, or?
No, not really.
Oh.
I'm on my way to accordion class right now. Do you want to walk with me?
Yeah, sure. Oh, no, here, let me get it.
I think I found a house.
Yeah! Oh, fucking fine!
Isn't it fantastic?
Open your eyes. Prepare for surprise. A dream in disguise. You know we can have it. A place where it can be. There's something to see. A mirror.
Welcome.
A house full of magic. But there's work to be done now. Work to be done. We got to put one foot in front of the other. Put your other foot down, down, down.
Feeling anything yet, Takashi?
Oh, Booker, I feel nothing.
Oh, you better have another hit then.
Teach it to dance. It's coming to life, little by little.
It's a counter. Could be good.
Well, I know we can do it. I know we can do it too. You got to put one foot.
Feeling anything now?
Oh no! I'm feeling nothing at all!
How about now?
That's amazing. Looks terrific, doesn't it, Stan?
Yeah. Well, it won't look terrific for long. What are you looking at, nerd? Huh?
I thought I was looking at my mother's old douchebag, but that's in Ohio.
7 and 8 and stretch those arms. Come on, looks great. Come on, arms up. Come on, keep it up. 2. 4. Morning,
Poindexter.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, Takashi. Now show me your cards.
Okay, 2 and 4 kings. That's good, yes?
No, you got too many kings.
Oh.
So you gotta get rid of these. Here,
oh.
We'll take 3 of these kings out, and we'll replace them with 3 fresh cards.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay.
Here we go.
When do I deal?
Well, you gotta win a hand first.
I told you we'd find a better place.
Yeah. This is way better than the dorm.
Says nerds get out.
What is a nerd?
We are.
I don't know what this world is coming to. You see that man over there? We arrested him for mopery.
What's mopery?
Mopery is exposing yourself to a blind person. I'm sorry about your windows, fellas. It's out of my jurisdiction. Sounds like a fraternity prank. There's only one organization that can handle this.
What organization is that?
The Greek Council.
Our next order of business, new membership. Earl, show the petitioners in, please.
Kneel, gentlemen.
You are the gentleman who wished to form a fraternity?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Well, gentlemen, as president of the Greek Council, I'm sorry to inform you that your membership has been denied.
Excuse me, but why?
Well, according to our charter, you must have a national fraternity as your sponsor. Do you have one?
No.
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 Well, I'm afraid he's right.
But all we have to do is get a national sponsor and we're in, right?
Right, right. So, guess we'll see you in about, say, 20 years.
Dear sirs, thank you for applying to Delta Kappa Gamma. We've gone over your application, and it wasn't even close. In the future, we recommend that you not include a group photo.
It's 29 rejections so far. Do we send pictures to everybody?
Yeah, everybody except for, Lambda, Lambda, Lambda.
Here's one who'll see us.
Lambda, Lambda, Lambda?
Yeah, they're gonna love us.
As you know, we have no chapter at Adams College, which is why I've agreed to see you. But I must tell you, gentlemen, you have very little chance of becoming trilanders. I'm in a difficult situation here. I mean, after all, you're nerds.
According to your bylaws, you have to take us on a 60-day trial basis.
I beg your pardon?
According to your bylaws...
He's right, Yuan. Any group that petitions can become a probationary Tri-Lam chapter. May I see that, please? Thank you. Well, gentlemen, you are now probationary Tri-Lams.
Hey, great, Yuan. Why don't we have a party? You can come down and celebrate with us and observe us to make sure that we're Tri-Lam material, okay?
Great.
We won't let you down either. I bet you we'll have the highest grade point average of any chapter you've got.
And we certainly won't discriminate. I mean, our chapter will be open to people of all races and creeds.
And sexual orientation.
Wonderful.
Hi, remember me?
No.
Well, we're having a party Saturday night. Would you like to come?
No.
Oh, well. Come on, get it up! Get it up! Come on, you're shit! You're nothing! You're scum! You suck! You're nice!
No, I'm not!
Hello, yeah. Og.
Hi.
What's up, Betty?
Something wrong?
Yeah.
What?
One of those nerds just asked me out.
Which one?
I don't know. They all look alike to me.
Yeah.
Apparently they're trying to throw a party and they can't get any dates.
Oh, yeah?
I'll eat their ancestors. I'll kill their parents.
No, Ogre.
I'll kill
them. Ogre! Don't worry about it. Wait a second. Just wait a second.
Maybe we can help them out.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I know just what to do.
put the bar over here and the hors d'oeuvres over there, and we'll pass the rumaki and the cheese puffs.
Oh, good.
That sounds expensive.
Arnold, this party's important. If we don't impress the Tri-Lambs, we'll never get in.
Maybe we can have Robster Craws.
The fuck are Robster Craws?
Hey, have any of you guys got dates besides Gilbert?
I do. Yeah, but that's with a guy.
What about you, Booger?
I've been out combing the high schools all day.
Maybe we should cancel the party.
No, we can't cancel the party. You and Jefferson's coming. We gotta impress him.
We'll never find dates.
Hello, Lambda. We're the Pies, and we're here to say we think you are special guys. Lambda's all the way. Alpha Betas are okay if you like sweat socks. We prefer your high IQs to their great big jocks. Lambda boys really are the best. Won't you take a piece of pie and we'll do the rest.
The Sisters of Pi welcome our newest fraternity, Lambda, Lambda, Lambda. We'd like to be escorts to your party Saturday night and help out in any way possible.
We got dates.
I've never been out with a girl before.
Not just a girl, Poindexter, but a pie.
What's pie stand for?
Hair pie.
What's that?
Where are the pies?
I don't know. Your phone's been busy for 2 hours.
I don't think UN's having a very good time.
It must be the music. I'll put on something he'll like better.
Louis.
UN?
Great party.
Thanks.
Where are all those good-looking sorority girls you're supposed to have dates with?
You know women. They're probably just being fashionably late.
Swing low, sweet chariot.
I don't think the pies are gonna show.
They stood us up, huh?
Yeah.
I could call my sorority sisters.
You could?
You think they'll come right over?
They're really spontaneous people. I'll call them.
Crush this ice for me, huh?
Hey, guys, we got dates.
Who?
Judy's gonna invite the Omega Moos over.
Oh, no, not the moose.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of pigs.
They're coming over. We're bubbling over.
Hi.
Hi.
Sing along, the words are really easy. So I say I gotta be free, so I say I gotta be me.
So I say I gotta be free. So I say I gotta be me.
I'm saying you gotta be.
Yeah.
This party isn't going very well, is it? I don't know why everybody's so uptight.
Me either. Maybe we should eat.
Maybe we should watch TV.
Hey, guys. Wonder Joints.
Better than they look.
Oh, goody. Oh, smile pretty, chickies. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you, thank you. They are five. Oh, yeah, five. You try to scream,
but Darren takes the song before you make it. Nothing, nothing.
MyCom data link, which hooks this phone to the computer and the robot.
Hey, this is some good shit.
Tailpipe? Thank you. Tailpipe?
You built this yourself?
Yeah.
I think robots are sexy.
I do too. Really?
Do you want to dance?
Okay. Where?
Up to your room.
You want to go up to my room?
Yeah.
Are you nearsighted or farsighted?
Nearsighted.
So am I.
Really?
Yeah, you want to switch classes?
Gilbert, we almost have the same prescription.
Yeah. Listen, would you like to dance?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, when I was in high school, I was thinking mostly of the aerospace field. But then when I got into college, I decided that I wanted something a little more challenging. So I switched to computers. And now aerodynamics is just sort of a hobby.
Tell me why you're so afraid to let go.
Afraid to let my feelings show. I said that there's a right time for love, and I said that there's a wrong time for love.
Wait. Would you rather live in the ascendancy of a civilization or during its decline?
Poindexter, do you want to fuck or not?
We must let the sweet moment slip away. No, no, it may never come again. Ooh. Right time for yeah.
You know, if we get into Lambda, 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 we could be your partners in the homecoming carnival.
I know, that'd be so great.
This party sure worked out well.
Oh,
had some pigs. E-I-E-I-O.
We thought you could use some more pigs for your party, nerds.
Never get into Lambda, Lambda, Lambda now.
Yeah, those jocks ruined everything.
I say we blow their fucking houses up.
No, we can't resort to violence. That'll just bring us down to their level.
What do we do?
We gotta beat them at their own game. We've gotta become the best fraternity on campus. You know, if we win at homecoming carnival, we can take over the presidency of the Greek Council. That would drive him crazy.
But Gilbert, if we don't get approved by the Trilams, we won't even be a fraternity.
I say we blow the fuckers up.
Oh, we can't do that. But you're right. Their action tonight demands an immediate retaliation. And if we don't, we're nothing but the nerds they say we are.
I know what we're gonna do.
Tonight.
We were the highlight of their party.
Oh, I know. I thought those pigs were greasy, too.
I have got to get the smell off of me.
Oh, I know.
Oof. Listen, if Stan calls, tell him I'll call him back, okay?
Okay.
Aside, Mama, I want to see some of that muff.
Oh, hair pie, hair pie.
Nerd saw me naked. Oh, get out! Out! Get out!
Hiya, buddy.
Hi.
Oh, great.
This is going to be a great year.
Almost there, Wormser?
This should do it.
Oh,
good. That looks good, Lamar.
This is a stationary camera.
We got pies.
You got other angles, Lamar? Oh,
yeah, there's something else.
Go in the room.
Yes, go in the room. Another...
Yeah, perfect.
Yes. All
good.
Right.
Arnold, that's her.
Go to the right. Go to the right.
Okay. Arnold, that's the girl we saw.
Go up. Go up. Go up. Huh? Oh, wait a second. Hold it. Right there, Lamar. Mm-hmm. Don't move the camera.
Oh, no. I drink to that.
Oh, yes.
I like that nighty.
Oh, that's very good.
Can you go in that room?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, here she comes.
God, take your towel off, please.
Come on, remove it. Is there something
coming up? Oh, yes. Is it cold in there or what?
Nature's thermometer.
There goes Dr. Seuss.
Focus!
Focus, Lamar. Focus.
Just kidding.
This is bullshit. I want Bush. Pan down.
Oh!
We've got Bush. Oh, wow. We've got Bush.
Oh, hell pie.
I'm tired of watching them brush their teeth. See if Betty's up. Dooley, throw me a beer.
Thanks.
Oh, I'm getting tired of Betty.
Are you kidding? Zoom in. I could never get tired of Betty. How could you ever get tired of that ass, Takashi?
Oh, I see your point.
Are you guys still watching the pies?
Yes.
Have you been up all night?
Yes.
Wormser, haven't you had enough?
No.
Well, I think we got even with the pies. Now we got a little score to settle with the alpha betas.
Shit, Hank, what is that stuff?
Liquid heat.
Burns.
You ought to feel it when I don't mix it with water.
Oh, get them. Don't touch now.
Okay. Here, hit this one.
Okay. Looks like salad.
Yeah.
The key to each season is homecoming. You win that one, you got your alumni support. You got your alumni support, you got that jock dorm, you get the laundry money, you get the new cars. Now, this season started out fine. We won some big ball games. But we were lucky. We can't get soft. We can't sit back on our laurels. We win homecoming. We take league. We take league. We get a bowl bid. It's as simple as that. But, gentlemen, you have got to want it. Do you want it?
Yeah!
I can't hear you.
Yes!
We can't let up. We gotta stay tough. You can do it. You can do it! You can do it! You can do it! You gotta believe that you can do it! You gotta let them know that you want it!
I want it!
Good!
Oh, ow!
Shower up!
Oh, man!
Shit, we forgot to practice.
You put what?
Liquid heat.
On their what?
In their jocks.
That's outrageous.
Are you angry, Ewan?
No, I'm not angry. I'm glad to see you guys finally fought back. I think you make a fine addition to Tri-Lambda, and I want to welcome you aboard. Congratulations.
All right.
You tell the guys?
Oh, I will.
Okay, everybody ready? Okay, I focus now. I set timer. And I say, hi, UN.
Hi, UN.
Well, I'd like to propose a toast to UN Jefferson, who in his ultimate wisdom chose to accept us, and to our new fraternity, Lambda, Lambda, Lambda.
Lambda, Lambda, Lambda.
Before we take this matter to a vote, I would like it clearly stated in the record, Ms. Giles, that the evidence is overwhelmingly against the Alpha Betas, and I urge that they be found guilty.
Point of order.
Dean Ulick, I am an Alpha Beta, and I know that no member of my fraternity could have perpetrated such a callous, heinous act against the nerds, or the Trilams. Therefore, I feel a vote at this time would be, shall we say, premature.
Premature?
Yes. You see, instead, I am going to organize a special blue ribbon fact-finding commission made up of myself and Miss Betty Childs. And we will get to the bottom of this dastardly deed.
Wait a minute, you can't get away with this.
Oh, no, I'm afraid I can. You see, only the president of the Greek Council can call a vote.
That's completely unfair.
This is bullshit. Meeting adjourned.
You know, guys, we are never going to get a fair shake as long as Stan Gable is president.
But the only way to become president is to win the homecoming carnival.
That's right, Arnold. And that's exactly what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I take great pleasure in officially opening this year's homecoming carnival. The overall winner will be determined by total points from number one, field events, number two, the charity fundraising booth, and number three, the musical show and skit competition. And now, let the games begin!
Kate, the object of the race is to complete 20 laps around the track while stopping every lap for a mandatory pit stop, at which time the driver will chug a beer.
Have a fucking chance, nerd.
Oh, thank you. Well, good luck to you too, Burke.
Fuck off.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
This is trichloromethylene. It counters all effects of alcohol in your system.
Okay, drink the whole beer.
Go, go, go! Come on, Danny. Come on, buddy. You got him. Pick his ass. All right. All right. Go, go, go!
Okay, come on. You feeling okay, Tashiro?
Oh, fucking great!
Go, go, go! Come on, baby! Yeah!
We only got one more lap to go, buddy.
It's just you and the Alpha Betas. Danny, you let that nerd beat you and you're nothing, you understand that?
No sweat.
He lost that no chance now.
That's right. Good day. Come on, let's go, Bert!
Fuck off. Yeah.
Times are changing, Betty. These nerds are a threat to our way of life.
If they win homecoming, they're gonna take over the Greek Council.
We'll be up to our necks in nerd shit.
Our next competition will be the Trojan Horse.
What? What?
Come on! Get off! Get off!
Frankly, I'm not too wild about this next event, but it has become a tradition here at Adams. The belching contest. Our first of two finalists, Frederick W. Polowatsky. Ogre, you asshole. Ogre. From the Lambda Mu team, Dudley Dawson.
Booger.
Booger. The next event is one that goes all the way back to the Peloponnesian War, the javelin throw.
Lamar's throw.
How come?
Worms is a master at aerodynamics, and he designed the javelin to go along with Lamar's limp-wristed throwing style.
Second, now let's see what happens at the charity fundraising booths.
Eat a pie for charity. Come on, let's go.
Eat a pie for charity.
Eat some more.
Thank you.
Big break, Tip.
Hi.
Hi, Betty.
A nerd. I'm not kissing a nerd.
You have to. I paid my money.
It's time for my break.
Kiss this, nerd.
Stan.
Yeah.
I want to do it. All this kissing's made me horny.
God, Betty, you're like a goat. Next.
Changed your mind.
I'm glad. Come on. Take off your mask. Oh, Stan. You're so kinky.
Eat a pie for charity. Come on, step right up. All right, come on, guys. Step up.
Okay,
eat a pie.
Eat a pie for charity.
Here you go. Have a pie. Eat a pie for charity.
Gable, how are we doing?
Great. $1,258. Better than last year.
The nerds are over 2,000.
Yep. They're selling pies?
They've got a line around the corner. Guys are buying 2-3 pies apiece.
There's something fishy about these pies. Come on, let's go check it out.
Okay, hold on for a second. We can back in a minute. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, boy. Pie for charity.
This can't be. Ogre, go get a pie. Find out what the hell's going on here.
Thanks, wimp. Get yourself one.
Well, how is it?
Good.
Is it good or is it great?
Good.
Just good? Then what the hell are they selling so many of them for?
This way. Uh-oh.
That's my pie.
Thank you very much. Okay, we better get it.
Eat a pie for charity.
Oh,
come on, eat a pie for charity.
Oh, Stan. That was wonderful. He did things to me you've never done before. You're
that nerd.
Yeah.
God, you were wonderful.
Thanks.
Are all nerds as good as you?
Yes.
How come?
Because all jocks think about is sports. All we ever think about is sex.
What's your name?
Lewis.
Lewis? Would you meet me after the pep rally tonight?
Sure.
It's all tied up, which means the musical show and skit competition will decide the winner. So, let the music begin!
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Merrily, 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 merrily.
Life is but a dream.
What did the Pink Panther say when he stepped on an ant?
What did the Pink Panther say when he stepped on an ant?
Dead ant. Dead ant. Dead ant. Dead ant. Dead ant.
What is the dirtiest thing ever said on television?
Dirtiest thing ever said on television. I don't know. Tell me.
Ward, I think you were a little hard on the beaver last night.
Gable, Gable, he's our man. If he can't do it, Bert can. Bert, Bert, he's our man. If he can't do it, Ogre can.
Give me an A!
A!
Hey!
Give me a D!
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 Give me an A!
A!
Give me an M!
M!
Give me an S!
S!
What's that spell?
Adams!
Adams! They always call him Mr. Touchdown. They always call him Mr. T. He can run and kick and throw. Give him the ball and just look at him go. Give him hooray for Mr. Touchdown. He's gonna be out today. So give a great big cheer for the hero of the year, Mr. Touchdown.
Everybody clap your hands. We lambda, 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 and Omega Moon. And we've come here on stage tonight to do a show for you. We got a rockin' rhythm and a high-tech sound that'll make you move your body down to the ground. We got Poindexter on the violin, and Lewis and Gilbert will be joining in. We got Booger Presley on the mean guitar, and a rap by little old me, Lamar. We got Tekashi beating on his gong. The boys and the moose are clapping along. And just when you thought you seen it all, along comes a lambda 4 foot tall. So won't you come on out here on the floor, so we can work our bodies like never before. Break.
I'd like to present the trophy to this year's champions, Lambda, 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 and Omega Moon. They will be able to select the president of next year's Greek Council.
I'd like to announce we've made our selection already. It's Gilbert Lowe.
This sucks. I gotta get rid of some of this anger. Come on, Betty, let's go pump some iron.
No, Stan, I don't think so.
What do you mean you don't think so? Come on, let's go, why not?
I've got a date with a tri-lamb.
A tri-lamb.
Here's your pin. Take it.
Wait, Betty. Hey, come on.
God, I'm in love with a nerd.
Gable.
Yeah, coach.
I want to see you and the other girls in the locker room now.
Yes, sir.
When you were a baby in your crib, your father looked down at you. He had but one hope. Someday my son will grow to be a man. Well, look at you now. You just got your asses whipped by a bunch of goddamn nerds. Nerds! Well, if I was you, I'd do something about it. I would get up and redeem myself in the eyes of my father, my maker, and my coach! Well, let's get those nerds!
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 What are we waiting for?
I'm a nerd. Welcome to the real world.
I never really wanted to believe that.
It's okay.
It's not okay. We're nothing. We let them destroy our house.
Louis, we're going to control the Greek Council next year.
Big deal! You'd be dead by then, Gilbert. Nobody cares. Don't you understand that? The university doesn't care. There's nothing we can do about it.
Well, I think we got something good going, and I'm not going to let him take it away from us.
Gilbert, don't be a fool. You just get yourself hurt again.
Big deal.
Gilbert.
I'd like to introduce to you the men that are going to bring you a homecoming victory against State tomorrow. At defensive back, number 38, Kevin O'Leary. Offensive guard, number 64, Rich Valroy. At center, number 53, Harry Reagan.
Look who's coming.
Hey, where are you going, nerd?
Just leave me alone, all right? Because you guys went way too far this time, and you're not getting away with it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's
well, let's see if shit floats. Huh? What do you think of that idea?
Come on. Come on. Put me down. Goddamn. Put me down.
Fuck away!
Now, our tri-captains. Leading the conference in reception. At wide receiver, number 84, Danny Burke. Our defensive captain, Number 79, Fred Palowatsky, the Ogre. Now our two-time All-American quarterback, number 10, Stan Gable.
Hold it, son. Hold it, hold it.
Come on.
Leave him alone. Coach, I said leave him alone.
What did you say?
You heard me.
I'm breaking his goddamn neck if he doesn't give
you will do nothing of the sort. Don't touch that boy.
Says who?
Says me.
You asshole.
Hold it, coach.
You just hold it right there. Okay, kid. Say what you gotta say.
Thanks. I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd. And I'm here tonight to stand up for the rights of other nerds. I mean, all our lives, we've been laughed at and made to feel inferior. And tonight, those bastards, they trashed our house. Why? Because we're smart? Because we look different? Well, we're not. I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
Hi, Gilbert.
I'm a nerd, too. I just found that out tonight. We have news for the beautiful people. There's a lot more of us than are of you. I know there's alumni here tonight. When you went to Adams, you might have been called a spaz or a dork or a geek. Any of you that have ever felt stepped on, left out, picked on, put down. Whether you think you're a nerd or not, why don't you just come down here and join us, okay? Come on.
Hi, Betty.
Hi.
Just join us, because no one's really going to be free until nerd persecution ends.
Coach, I think I'm going to let these boys live over at the Alpha Beta house while you and your boys rebuild theirs.
And where the hell are we going to live?
Yeah, what about us, huh?
Your jocks.
Go live in the gym.